Privatizing urban water in developing nations has been a trend since the 1990s. The idea came from some water privatizations in England and Wales, which seemed to work, and so a number of governments in developing nations wanted to supply more water to their people, didn't always have the resources immediately at hand, and so they looked to the private sector. The wave of private sector water projects in the 1990s were a response to some of the failures of the public sector. Public sector water institutions in general had very little or no or negative incentive to extend water coverage to a greater number of poor individuals. They also had very weak incentives to keep up the quality of their water services. The general operating procedure for the public water institutions was to have a fairly low price, but extremely low quality, a lot of shortages, a lot of problems with piping, a lot of unaccounted for water. Institutional failure was rife. This first wave of private water projects, they didn't always go well, and sometimes they led to prices which were too high instead of too low, but they very definitely did extend water services to many more people. In the following decade, a second wave of water privatization came, often involving a series of flexible mixed models with public-private partnerships rather than outright water privatizations per se. The idea of water privatization does seem to be sticking. Private operators were serving less than 1% of the urban population in developing countries in 1997. By the year 2007, that had gone up to about 7%. Private water supply is still very much the exception, but it's an exception which is growing in importance. For some basic background on the economics and history of private water supply, see these sources in addition to some of the other video units.